USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration is deploying scores of National Guard troops to secure a fenced-off Capitol during a rally on Saturday for defendants charged in connection with the January 6th riot. D.C. Police Chief Tom Manger says they are bracing for violence.
We have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it as quickly as possible.
Authorities have worked to correct the security failures that led to the deadly assault 8 months ago. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday pledged support for abortion providers and patients in Texas after losing an initial step in a legal case against the state's new anti-abortion law. Biden's Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said that his department was providing funding to Everybody Texas, a nonprofit that says it supports abortions. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Health officials began enforcing New York City's vaccine passport program earlier this week, and it has already caused quite a commotion at several restaurants.
Oh my God!
On Thursday evening, tensions hit a breaking point and got physical at a popular Italian eatery, Carmine's restaurant on the city's Upper West Side. Cell phone video shows three women in a wild melee with a hostess in front of the restaurant after they were asked to provide their proof of vaccination to be able to eat. U.S. consumer sentiment steadied in early September after plunging the month before to its lowest level in nearly a decade, but consumers continue to have a bleak view of the outlook amid a stiff bout of inflation, a survey showed on Friday. The University of Michigan said its consumer sentiment index edged up to 71 in the first half of September from 70.3 in August, the lowest since December 2011. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Florida Representative Mike Waltz speaks to the lack of ground intelligence in Afghanistan. Dan Naraki reports.
The Pentagon said Friday that a drone strike undertaken in Kabul back in August mistakenly killed 10 innocent people, including 7 children, instead of an ISIS-K terrorist planning on attacking the Kabul airport. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, called the strike a tragic mistake. Congressman Michael Waltz believes that the kind of faulty intelligence that led to that strike will continue without any U.S. presence in the country. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that human assets are needed for counterterrorism operations like drone strikes.
You need human assets on the ground. You need signals capability. We now have none of that. It's all been removed. And so, you know, when is the administration going to quit this fiction that we are just as safe as we were with this full surrender and withdrawal? We are not. We have no bases in the region. Our local allies are being hunted down, and the terrorists now are much, much better armed. And we are effectively blind in many ways in terms of our intelligence.
Yeah. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
On Tuesday, Attorney General Dave Yost of Ohio filed a lawsuit against Google, accusing the tech giant of discriminatory and anti-competitive behavior. The lawsuit moves to have Google declared a public utility, subjecting it to regulatory boards in the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.